evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'll never be able to do that right, no matter how many times I try. In case you have not figured it out, this is not Mike Piper. It is June the 12th, 2008, and this is a live show. But Mike is not with us tonight, other than being with us in spirit. He told me to tell all of you that he said hello, but that he is very busy and he's very tired, but that he will be back in business just as soon as possible. He didn't want to leave all of you empty-handed, since he had promised earlier in the week that Mike and I were going to be doing a show together on the Khazars. So he wanted to at least fulfill half of the promise, which was that I would be here. So, but the bad news is that we're not going to be covering the Khazars tonight. I have a guest with me tonight, same guest that I had last time I filled in for Mike. Show went over very well with my good friend and colleague, Joanna Francis, writer, excellent, excellent writer on the internet. And we're going to be talking about much the same things that we discussed last time that she was on, which is the culture war. I cannot stress this enough, but I feel that this is the one topic really that is missing from our discussion these days, ladies and gentlemen, as we are talking about what is going on in our country, what is going wrong in our country. I got the idea to have Joanna on tonight as a guest because she had called me fuming about an article that she had read on the internet and wanted to know if I had seen it. Now, this particular article, as soon as she told me what website it appeared on, I knew exactly what the tone of the article had to be. The article appeared on TackyMag.com, which bills itself as something of a, oh, I don't know, I guess a paleo-conservative, maybe libertarian-type, Catholic-centered website, but that spends 99% of its time bashing the Muslims. Now, this particular article in question was doing particularly that. It was talking about how Europe is going to hell in a handbasket, how there's no freedom of speech or anything else, and it is all because of the Muslims. Interestingly enough, I did a page search of the article in question. The word Muslim must have popped up a couple of dozen times within the course of the argument. The word Jew popped up once, and only in the context of talking about Christian anti-Semitism of Jews in Europe throughout history. So while this article was going into great lengths and talking about how Christian European culture was basically being flushed down the toilet, very cleverly it sought to put the blame for this not on the real agents of change and influence who have been responsible for doing this, since around 1789, but rather on the Muslims. So this is what we're going to be talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is this issue of the misplaced amount of discussion taking place within cultural, what we would consider Christian conservative cultural groups, and how the discussion always seems to wind around the dangers of Islamofascism and all the rest of it, while neglecting to mention what the real source of the problem is. So, as usual, we welcome your calls to the show tonight. It is 800-313-9443. I hear that music indicating we're going to our first break. When we get back, we will have with us, for your listening pleasure, the one and only Miss Joanna Francis. So everyone stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this June 12th, 2008 edition of the Piper Report. This is your guest host for the evening, Mark Glenn, Cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper. As Mike likes to say, check it out on the net at AmericanFreePress.net. I'd like to say that there's a lot of interesting stuff going into it this week, except I don't know what's going into it this week, because they're in Washington, D.C., and I'm in North Idaho. Now, as I indicated during the first 5 minutes, we're going to be talking about the culture war again, as we did last time I filled in for Mike, because I feel that it is a vitally important issue. Just about everybody in our movement, quote-unquote, knows about Israel, knows about Zionism, knows about the Palestinians, the neocons, Project for the New American Century, all of the rest of that, but the discussion that really does not get the kind of attention that I and a few others feel it should get is this issue of the culture war. And, you know, this is one of the things that I try to bring out to my colleagues when we discuss these things, that even if we booted AIPAC out of this country today, never gave another dime or another bullet to Israel, we still would have a country that is held prisoner to what, for lack of better words, better terms, we would call Jewish interests. Talk to any teenager these days, look at their demeanor, the way that they carry themselves, the way that they think, their thought processes. They know nothing about the history of their own country, but they can tell you all about Britney Spears' latest pair of underwear or some other piece of trivial nonsense that doesn't matter anything at the end of the day. And so this is one of the things, I guess, that I get a little bit impatient about in dealing with others within our so-called movement. But they want their guns and they want their freedom, and these are good things, obviously, but they really underestimate that the attack on our freedoms, the political problems that we're dealing with, that these things actually take a back seat when we consider how devastating this attack has been on our culture and on our morals, you see. I'm not going to talk too long on this. I'm going to bring up my guest for the evening, Joanna Francis. I promised last time that she was on that she was going to be writing again. She was going to get back to writing. In fact, the reason that I thought of having her on tonight was because I was talking to a friend of mine, a Muslim friend, and he said, whatever happened to that one gal, Joanna Francis? Boy, she really wrote some good stuff. I said, yeah, I know. I've been pushing her to get back to writing again, and I promised everyone listening to the show that she would be writing again, but lo and behold, Joanna, she has not made good on my promise. Joanna, say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody. Sorry about that.
It's all right. Now, Joanna, you heard the introduction to tonight's topic. How do you come down on this thing, yay or nay? Am I overreacting? Am I underreacting? Do we need to worry about our... Go ahead.
About the culture war or the Tacky Mag article?
The culture war, both.
Okay, well, actually, the culture war, that's where I started directing to, in case people don't know, that I started off writing for your website, Crescent and Cross, and the things that I was writing in the beginning, like Hezbollah, Model for Manliness, and Killing Us Left and Right, and To My Muslim Sisters, I meant every word that I said, but I was definitely trying very hard to emphasize the crescent and not just the cross, mindful of your website. But when I got my own blog, which is temporarily down right now, since I have an actual real life, too, that interrupts our movement, the audacity. But I started concentrating more on the culture wars, and I think maybe it's because as a woman, it's hits in a more personal way, because the essence of the culture wars really starts in the 1960s, the feminist movement. And that's where, of course, we weren't around then, but we got to grow up in its aftermath, when women were seduced into believing that marriage and children were like a form of slavery, and that the highest mark of womanhood is to abstain from marriage, to sleep around or live with men, to abort your children. And now, you know, we have destroyed families. We've aborted 50 million children since 1973. And so I think as a woman, you know, it's more personal to me. And I see, the more I think about it, that one of the women I admire most in the world, someone you and I both admire, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, notwithstanding how she went off the rails with the Novus Ordo thing, but she once said at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C., that abortion was the greatest destroyer of peace. Now, of course, the Jews have ridiculed her, saying, you know, that's an absurdity. What about nuclear weapons? What about war and so forth? But as usual, they misrepresent her quote, because what she actually said was, abortion is the greatest destroyer of peace, because if we can convince the mother to kill her own child in the womb, then, you know, there's nothing that we can't do in terms of barbarism, killing other people and so forth. So I think what it's done to us as a society is ignored us. So when we know that we're killing hundreds of thousands of innocent people in Iraq, that we're not the same people we were 40 years ago to where that would bother us, because we kill our own children.
Well, this is exactly the point that I've made, Joanna. As it stands now, and you see, I am a stickler about this. You know, people talk about the war against Iraq beginning in 2003, and I say, no, that's not true. The war against Iraq began a decade earlier under George Bush the Elder when he attacked Iraq in 1990-91. When we add up all of the people who have been killed in the last 16, 17 years as a result of this, it isn't this paltry sum of a million. It's closer to 2 or 3 million. And one of the arguments that I have made is that this would not have taken place had the American people not been subjected to a deliberate program of desensitizing them, dehumanizing them, making them comfortable with things such as violence and genocide and the slaughter of innocent people. You see, there would have come a time, hopefully, when people, if they had not been subjected to 30 years of Jewish programming on their TVs, where they, as you use, the word you use, became inured to violence, not to mention, you know, to say nothing of the tens of millions of unborn children that have met the final, you know, paid the ultimate price for being an American, that that the neocons, quote-unquote, would never have been able to have gotten away with what they have gotten away with. And you can see it, that this program has worked fabulously. You don't see the American people wanting to undo the status quo. Look at the two candidates that we have for president now. Both of them are warmongers. Both of them are promising, either openly or not so openly, to not only continue with the war in Iraq, but to widen it to include Iran and Syria and whoever else. So you are 100% correct in this, is that this program of desensitizing us to these things, that this was done deliberately. This was done deliberately, I feel, in order to prepare the American people to deaden their senses so that there would be no resistance, no opposition to Armageddon. What do you think about that?
Yes, I don't know about Armageddon, because that sounds very Protestant, and I'm not sure, we don't know how that's going to play out. But, you know, it reminds me, you went back to Gulf War I. Well, wasn't it before September 11th that Madeleine Albright was interviewed on 60 Minutes, and she was asked, 500,000 Iraqi children died because of those sanctions that were imposed, you know, Iraqi children starved to death. You know, and was it worth it? And she said, yeah, we think it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know now that she's one of the many Jews who just, quote-unquote, discovered that they're Jewish.
Right.
And so I think about that and the absolute callous attitude towards the lives of those children, and I think, of course, they don't care because they consider them Amalek. You know, they are Muslims. They are in the way of Eretz Israel. But then if you extrapolate from there, that's the way they feel about our babies who have been aborted.
Mm-hmm.
They feel it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they kill two birds with one stone. They not only reduce our numbers, cull our population, but they corrupt us to the point where, like I said, we are inured because we've lost the moral high ground as a people. We're not innocent people anymore. We are not the moral beacons that we were, if we ever were. We're certainly not the way we were before. So, you know, I guess we just feel overwhelmed at how much we've lost in our own culture, if we're even aware of it. And then we have bread and circuses. We've got soft porn on the TV. You know, we've got beer. We've got, you know, football and sports and to distract ourselves with. And so, you know, they're just having a feast, taking our...
All right, Joanna, hold that thought.
And our babies, and we're just sitting around not doing anything.
There you go. All right, Joanna, hold that thought. We have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Everybody, stay tuned. We are joined tonight by the one and only Joanna Francis. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, for this June the 12th, 2008 edition of Piper Report. As I indicated, Mike is he is enjoying a well-deserved rest tonight, and but as I said, he did make sure that I let everyone know that he said hello, for whatever it's worth. Anyway, tonight we are joined by my good friend and colleague, Joanna Francis, writer on the Internet. I'd like to be able to tell you to check out her writings on the Internet, except she's taken down her website temporarily, but I think that there are a few articles out there floating around that if you just do a simple word search using Joanna Francis and then some variation of some other type of word like
Jew.
Israel or Jew or anything like that that you write. There you go. Anyway, we are again tonight, as last time, talking about the culture war. Now, as I said, a lot of people get uncomfortable with this because it seems to get the issue of religion involved in it. Now, I will I'll tell a little story here, as I am well known to do. I was asked earlier this year to speak at a conference, an upcoming conference, of traditional Catholics. For those of you who do not know what I'm talking about when I refer to traditional Catholics, I'm talking about these conservative Catholics who they only attend the Latin Mass. Some of them, you know, completely reject the changes that took place in Vatican II and whatnot. I declined speaking at this gathering, despite the fact that I am a traditional Catholic. However, I have accepted an invitation to speak at a conference that is coming up that is an Islamic conference. And an associate of mine, when he found out that I was going to be doing this, that I had declined speaking at the Catholic conference, but that I had accepted speaking at the Islamic one, he said, "Why would you do that?" And I said, "Well, because I know that I'm actually going to be around more kindred spirits at the Islamic conference than I am going to be at the Catholic conference." And he said, "Why?" I said, "Because the Catholic conference is going to basically deal with nothing that has anything to do with the real problems that we are facing in an immediate sense today as far as our country and our culture goes. If I get up there and start talking about where our culture goes and I start naming names and putting a face on who's responsible for doing this, they're going to run me out of town on a rail. However, I will be able to strike a few home runs at this Islamic conference because, for the most part, I'm going to find people who are going to agree with me on just about everything in terms of the things that I find to be important." Now, this is kind of a segue into what I wanted to cover for the rest of this discussion, which was this issue of Muslim bashing. Now, I introduced the show tonight talking about this article on this, what I consider to be a horrible website, tackymag.com, and the fact that you'll find most of the articles on this particular website, even though it bills itself to be a defender of Christian culture and whatnot, it really is just there to beat up on the Muslims, for lack of a better phrase. And so this is something that I really go round and round a lot with my Catholic friends, and even just regular, what you would call conservative Christians. They just don't get it when it comes to this issue. Now, Joanna, even though you mentioned earlier that you tended to, you are tending to want to steer away from discussions of the Middle East and whatnot, and that you prefer to concentrate on the culture, I feel that this particular topic is extremely relevant because, as I tell people all the time who are concerned about where the culture is going and whatnot, right now Christians don't have any better friends out there than the Muslims when it comes to these important issues. What do you say about that?
Okay, well, I was hoping you weren't going to go there because you know that you and I agree on 98% of everything. In fact, I think of all the people I know, you and I are probably the most simpatico with what we believe. But I tend to be a little less ecumenical than you are, as you know. Now, I have tremendous respect for the Muslims. I really do. I mean, there's no doubt that they may be the victims of an actual war in the Middle East at our hands, but they're winning their culture war because they're staying married. They get married young. They have large families. They're still innocent. They eschew alcohol, drugs, pornography, all the things that have corrupted us. But I'm not ready to give up on our own people. I mean, our own traditional Catholics. I mean, if you want to talk about the life issues, you have no better friend than your traditional Catholics, or even, I would dare say, any Catholic. Mm-hmm. Because there are some Muslims, and I know this from personal experience from a Turkish friend I have, that they believe that you can, as long as it's done within the first trimester, it's okay. But the Catholic philosophy behind that is that life is sacred from the moment of conception, that there's no good reason ever to end an innocent life. Now,
okay. Now, hold on, Joanna. Hold that thought. I hate to interrupt you in the midst of something.
No problem.
So important, but we got to go to a break, and we'll be back. 800-313-9443. Call in anytime you want, folks, and jump into the discussion. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are already halfway through this evening's program. Our special guest tonight is Joanna Francis. Joanna, go ahead with what you were saying before the break.
Well, I was just trying to, we've had this conversation a million times in private of how I say, don't give up on the Catholics. I know your position about what you think is going to happen and so forth. You know, that God's going to start all over with the church. And so I don't want to rehash that, even though your listeners have not heard us have that argument, but we have many times. So I'll steer clear of that. And getting back to this Tachymag article, the problem is that just like the Jews, the Marxist Jews, infiltrated the Republican Party and turned it into the party of war when it used to be the party of, you know, non-interventionism, and now it's supposed to be, you know, a bona fide conservative principle to fight wars of, what do you call it, preventive wars, right?
Preventive.
That's not a conservative principle at all. I mean, there's nothing conservative about our country getting involved with foreign entanglements. I mean, our founding fathers even said that we should beware of foreign entanglements, and now they're trying to equate support of Israel with American patriotism. I mean, I've even heard some absurd things where, you know, they say you don't support Israel, you know, you're not an American, you're not a patriotic American. So they're trying to equate the two things in Americans' minds so that Americans will have a knee-jerk reaction that if you hear anything critical of Israel, then you feel like you're an unpatriotic American, which is an absurdity because they're two contradictory things. You can't, just like Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. You can't have love and devotion to two countries equally.
Especially
they've
when
done the same thing. What I'm trying to say is make an analogy that they've done the same thing with the Catholic Church since Vatican II. When every generation that lived before Vatican II knew to some degree or another that the Jews are not our friends, that the Jews as they exist today are the Pharisees, the ones who crucified Christ, the ones who Jesus called a brood of vipers and children of Satan. These are people are not our friends. And but now they're trying to make it a Catholic principle that we're supposed to support Israel, which means that we have to support wars in the Middle East against countries that were no threat to us. And they're trying to make that as Catholic a principle as they've made it a Republican principle, when it's not natural to either thing. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. And the thing is, too, what a lot of people don't seem to understand is that the, you know, what you would call the religious authorities in Israel, and outside of Israel, too. In fact, the piece that I'm writing for this week's AFP deals exactly with this. They consider Israel to be the Jewish people, even if there is no country, per se, by that name. They consider Israel to be the Jewish people. So, in effect, to be against the Jews in any capacity, whether it's to be opposed to abortion, to be opposed to pornography, or any of these other cookie jars in which they seem to have their hands firmly you know, shoved up to their elbows, to be opposed to any of these things is to be opposed to Israel. And this is something that people don't have not seemed to grasp yet, that this is where they are going with it. So anyway, Joanna, we have some callers that would like to talk with you. So let's bring up our one and only Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
And Joanna.
Hi, Jim.
I can explain the whole culture wars with one statement. If tomorrow the Jewish news media would come out with a statement, giant comet screaming towards Earth, Earth to be destroyed, women or Jews, women and minorities to suffer the most, that would explain the whole culture war. That's the way they present the news, and that's the way. And the sad part is 295 million Americans would sit there and nod their heads in agreement. That's the part that makes me sick. You can make an absurd statement like that.
Actually, Jim, I would not be as forgiving as you are in terms of the numbers. You said 295 out of 300 million Americans, leaving 5 million right-thinking Americans. I don't know that there are that many.
Well, I tend to exaggerate on occasion. I'm hoping there's 5 million. That's my point. But to get back to what you were discussing about what happens in the world and the Middle East, nobody knows, including PhD professors of history, nobody's ever explained why from the Crusades until the Don Mai took over Turkey in 1908 or something in that vicinity and immediately went after the Christians, that the Christians in the Middle East and the Jews, Christians and everybody lives, or the Christians and the Muslims live side by side with little to no entanglements or killing or murdering or anything else. They tolerated each other for a period of what?
This particular article that Joanne and I were talking about on Tacky Mag, I saw an interesting comment that had been left on there. And this individual who left it said, you know, who was it that Jesus warned us about? It wasn't the Muslims. Who was it who put Jesus to death? It wasn't the Muslims.
That was Mark Lynn.
Who was it that St. Paul warned us about? You know, he didn't warn us about the conspiracies of the Muslims. He warned us about the conspiracies of the Jews. And so, you know, when I see these pseudo-conservatives, these pseudo-Christians, warning about the threat to Christianity on the part of Islam, you know, Islamofascism and all the other buzzwords that we hear all the time. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if it were really that serious of a threat, I would have thought that Jesus would have had the foresight to warn us about it, and yet he didn't. But he did spend quite a bit of time warning us about his enemies at that time. So that's just something, my little aside in that matter, that if it were really something... Go ahead.
Mark, he kind of warned us about a den of vipers and liars and the father of lies, and you are the sons of the father of lies, and you know no different. He kind of warned us about that, but you know what? He didn't mention Nazis or white supremacists. He didn't mention any of these people. He only mentioned one group of people. You know, and I'm hard-pressed to understand that. Why didn't he warn us about the real evil people? You know, like John Demjanjuk, who was alleged to have been a guard in a Nazi concentration. Why didn't he warn us about them?
Or David Duke. Or David Duke.
Yeah, or David Duke, or Revelo P. Oliver, or any of these.
Or Willis Cardo, or Mike Piper.
Yeah, or Mike Piper, or Mark Glenn, heaven forbid. Or Joanna Francis. Why didn't he warn us
or
about
Bishop
these
Bishop Richard Williamson.
Yes, there you go. Definitely. Jim, we've got a bunch of other callers I need to pull up here.
Okay, well, I've ranted enough, so, okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim. All right, let's bring up Roy from Texas. Okay, all right, right after Jim? Okay, all right, so Dave in Massachusetts then. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Mark, am I on?
Yeah, you're on, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just doing some shopping. I got my phone cut out for some reason, my cell phone. Yeah, you know, hey, did you get the book I sent you, yes?
Not yet. But this is North Idaho. We're just now starting to discover disco up here. We're a little bit behind the time.
Oh, okay. You should be getting it any day, Mark.
Okay, well, I am looking forward to it.
Yeah. You know, Mark, I really wanted to talk to Michael Collins Piper tonight, but he had an encore program last night where he brought up the topic of Dick Cheney and the origins of Dick Cheney and what Dick Cheney's real background is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's home relaxing listening to the show?
Well, I hope he is, but honestly, I think Mike is probably counting sheep in his sleep, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's been burning the candle at both ends, and I think he's probably, hopefully, he's taking a well-deserved nap.
Yeah, I don't know, is there lots of callers?
We do have a couple.
No,
so if you have a statement or a question, you ought to go ahead and make it.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, Mark, you know what I might do since you have a guest tonight who sounds like a swell lady? What's your name, Joanna?
Joanna, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since you have a guest and you were maybe kind of on a certain topic and everything, I might make this call to Rick Adams when his show comes on. And maybe you'll be listening to Rick Adams' show in a couple of hours.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I'll let the other callers come on, but be looking for that book, Mark. It should,
I will, I appreciate you sending it, Dave. You're a good friend.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Hey, I'm telling you, it's just a ticket for you. It's just the perfect book for you right now. I know it is.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Okay, so long. Have a good show.
Right. You too. All right, Roy from Texas. Come on up, Roy.
Mark, I think you have... Mark?
Yes.
Can you hear
ahead.
Me? Okay. I think you have three separate issues here that we want to separate. One is the issue of immigration into Europe, which is separate from the culture wars. Though the culture wars are partly have a lot to do with the low birth rate, but I don't think the culture in Europe, I don't think that the immigration problem in Europe can be blamed on the culture wars necessarily. But the other thing, just to get right back to the topic you started your show about with, which is manipulation of Christians to dislike Muslims and to hate Muslims and manipulation of Catholics specifically, is I don't know if you read Philip Weiss's blog. It's called Mondo Weiss.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, there was just yesterday, there was a post in which Philip Weiss exposed that this person who writes for Asia Times, who calls himself Spengler, also used to post on a Catholic web forum, more or less insinuating that he was a Catholic, And he used to just incite hatred and a desire to kill and murder Muslims. Well, it turns out this guy's name is Goldman. He attends a synagogue in Manhattan, and he was also an economist for Lyndon LaRouche, apparently, and he's an investment banker who attends his synagogue with a group of very wealthy Wall Streeters. So it's kind of interesting to see that here's somebody who probably infiltrated Lyndon LaRouche's campaign. I don't think he really... I don't think a Wall Street investment banker would have a lot in common with his campaign. And he's got this site called Asia Times, which posts a lot of news and a lot of articles, has a pseudonym Spengler, and he just pretends to be a Christian and does nothing but advocate killing and genocide against Muslims. And it turns out that the guy's name is, it's David P. Goldman. So,
David P. Goldman. Interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, I have become something of a junkie in going and reading the blogs, and in particular reading the comments. And I can always tell when I run into a David P. Goldman who is pretending to be a Christian, is pretending to be a Catholic, is pretending to be this or that. But, you know, deep down you know that they have an all-too-familiar ending on their name. It really is something, other people saying, how can you tell? And I said, it's just something that you will acquire if you spend enough time doing it. But I am grateful that you pointed that out, because I've actually run into that name Spengler on a couple of blogs. And, you know, if it's just this one guy that has been caught, how many others out there that we don't know about?
Oh, but this is like a prominent columnist for an online paper called the Asia Times.
Right, I know the Asia Times, very, very respectable paper, usually.
Yeah, and he also goes by the byline of Shushan on Catholic web forums, inside telling Catholics that it's their duty to support Zionists.
Exactly, I have run into that one as well. Now, do you know, by any chance, who may have tracked down this information, who this individual really is?
Oh, Philip Weiss did. I can read, just if you have a minute or two, I can read just a few paragraphs. This is from the Mondo Weiss blog, just Mondo Weiss with two S's, and put that into Google, you'll pull it up, and it says, I believe pseudonymous salesman of Zionism to Catholics is David Goldman, neocon and former LaRouche. This is Philip Weiss speaking, who is he's a secular Jew who is opposed to Zionism, just for your audience's understanding. He says, 3 weeks ago, I did a post about a writer named Spengler showing how he used two bylines. Under the byline Shushan, he was dispensing Christian Zionism at the snooty religious journal First Things, saying that Jews are divinely ordained to rule Jerusalem and Christians need them to do so. Meanwhile, on his own forum, as a popular columnist for Asia Times Online, quote, Spengler gave in to racist rants, saying Islam is a dying religion. He called for, quote, more war, more barbed wire, more killing, please, for Arabs. Now let's take this Three Faces of Eve story another step. I believe that Spengler and Shushan are pseudonyms used by David P. Goldman, a Jewish harpsichordist who works in the financial industry in New York and has a past as an economist for Lyndon LaRouche, the conspiratorial economist cultist. I've looked into this at the impetus of Mark, a religious correspondent of mine who marshaled the evidence for both these posts. Why do we think Goldman equals Spengler, and what does it matter anyway? He says, well, the second question is easy. He said, the case is creepy. A theological writer who markets Zionism to Catholics ought to tell his readers that he attends the Park Avenue Synagogue where Goldman worshipped not long ago. And any writer who calls for more killing and more barbed wire for Arabs shouldn't be able to hide from those views behind fancy pseudonyms, not when he writes for a religious journal or when he goes on the Kudlow Show or CNBC or writes for Forbes, as David Goldman has done in his capacity as a financial analyst. As to the main question, all my evidence is textual and circumstantial. Goldman has not responded to numerous overtures. I left a few messages for him for his financial stock, Paris-based Asteri Capital. And I sent a letter to him at his address in New York City saying what I was about to say here. No answer. Last week I met Pepe Escobar of Asia Times Online and asked him if Spengler is Goldman. He said, I can't tell you. I know him, and he's a nice guy. It goes on from there. I don't know if you want me to go on, but
I think it's okay. We're gonna, because we do have some more callers, but I'm definitely gonna look that up after the show for sure.
Okay, that's all I had to say. I appreciate your show and the chance to call in.
Always good to hear from you. Okay, let's bring up David from South Carolina. David, come on up.
Hello, Mr. Lynn and Miss Francis. It's an honor to speak with you.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I just was introduced to this network quite by accident from another network Monday, and it's a breath of fresh air, I have to tell you.
Welcome aboard, David.
Yes, it's great. My wife can't hardly get me away from the computer now. But I did, since you do have a guest, I would like to present a question to her after. Could I make just a few quick comments?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, it was incredible that you had that earlier caller on, the first time I've heard anyone else in my little area of the world here mention the name of Revelo P. Oliver.
Yeah,
my
favorite. Hold on to that thought, David. We'll bring it up right after the break. Everybody stay tuned for the last segment of the program. We will be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of the program. I want to thank everybody at RBN for helping make this entire network possible. As I said before, I'm sure that they catch a lot of hell for what they do. I wouldn't want to be John Statmiller. Anyway, we have with us Joanna Francis, writer extraordinaire on the Internet, sometimes on the Internet. And Dave, you were making some very kind comments from South Carolina before the break.
Yes, sir. Well, I suppose since there's not very much time, I will just go right to one quick comment, I guess. One thing is regarding the cultural war. If the United States, once people realize, for instance, what happened during the Russian Revolution and what happened to those benighted people for all those years, 30 million, I think, in the most terrible ways. And the principal problem, though, I believe, is that most people do not care, plain do not care, and they soon will be much more receptive when the economy bottoms out and the non-Europeans begin revolutionary violence. I do believe that. But for Ms. Francis, I just wanted to get your opinion about this. I believe that the destruction of the females of any nation is the ruination of everything else. When it comes down to it, you know, the mother is the root and heart of the home. And it's just astounding. I've watched these soap operas sometimes, you know, the immorality and the sheer foolishness of these things, you know, and it's outrageous. but I just...
Joanna, what do you say about that?
Okay, actually, the feminist movement, although it was directed towards women to make us feel that we had been cheated for centuries and millennia out of our self-actualization by being, you know, enslaved with a husband and children, the truth of the matter is, in the final analysis, the feminist movement was really directed against men to corrupt the women and then thereby bring the men down too. Now, I was watching a program on PBS a couple years ago, and it was about the British in India when the Indians were fighting for their independence from British colonial rule. And the Indian people created this horrible massacre. They killed a whole bunch of British women, and they stuffed their bodies into a well. And the commentator said, you know, that people know that the best way to insult or affront or enrage another culture is to dishonor their women. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I extrapolated from that, and I realized that's really what it's all about. And they just used us women to, you know, degrade ourselves and to, you know, reject our natural roles as wives and mothers. It's really to destroy our men, to weaken our men, so that our men are emasculated, and then they'll be less likely to fight against our real oppressors, who are the Jews, when they're, you know, just out being promiscuous. They don't have to be responsible for a family, and, you know, they're just kind of, you know, into porn and hanging out and getting laid, excuse my language, but, you know, to sort of appeal to their basest instincts. And they're distracted. And they're easy to then control and dominate, because the last thing they want is for the men in our society to wake up and possibly take over, you know, in ways that have always happened in history against them, and that is the P word, pogroms.
You're absolutely right about all those points. That's so refreshing, because, you know, most of the guys I do know, they're more interested in the game, you know, the big game Sunday or something like that, you know. And not to say that I played sports when I was growing up, so I'm, you know, but it's just, and you're absolutely right, though, that most guys I know, though, are at least mentally and more spiritually castrated. They have no interest in going out to stand up and do the things. You see all these people in Europe, for instance, in Germany, man, they just do the slightest little thing wrong. And even though these guys could go to prison for a long time, there's thousands of them out in the street.
All right, guys, that's the end of the show. We're out of time. I want to thank everybody for participating, especially my good friend Joanna. Everybody, who knows, maybe we'll be back tomorrow night. Until then, take care, and as my friend Hishen Halawi likes to say, go out and do the right thing.